Keep Your Eyes on Me, written by Sam Blake and read by Ivana Lynch. The sudden pounding on the front door was followed by repeated ringing of the doorbell. Lily Power pushed her tortoiseshell glasses up her nose and looked up from the newspaper she'd been reading. The ringing didn't stop, or the thumping. She put her mug of tea down on the kitchen table with a crack. What the? She wasn't expecting anyone. And how had someone got through the street door and found their way up 5 floors to the tiny staircase that led to her attic flat? Fear crackled through her as the banging started again. Whoever it was clearly hitting a 10 on their own panic scale. This was central London, only a 2-minute walk from the Euston Road, and Lily was alone. Both her flatmates had left first thing this morning. She'd heard them clattering in the kitchen, then the front door slamming, twice. She was all on her own, and there was some lunatic at the front door. Panic began to rise, and Lily felt her mouth go dry. She'd literally just been reading about the increase in violent crime in London, about moped gangs and stabbings, about addicts who called to the door and mugged the householder before robbing the place. Was that what was happening now? It was already dusky outside, would be dark soon. Lily felt her chest tightening. The banging stopped as suddenly as it had started, as if the person was exhausted. After all the noise, the silence gaped. Lily slipped out of her chair, the sound of her own heartbeat drowning out any noises that might be coming from the other side of the door, along with the usually comforting distant roar of traffic and the creak of the old building. She tiptoed across to the open kitchen door, the lino cold on her bare feet, her toenails painted a deep purple that matched the faded floral carpet in the narrow hallway. Her earrings tangled in her long auburn hair as she tipped her head to hear better. Could she hear someone crying? Suddenly, there was another thump on the front door. Low down, near the floor. Lily felt herself jump what felt like a foot in the air. Who the hell was it? If someone was really coming to rob the place, would they bang on the door? What if one of her flatmates or someone from one of the flats downstairs had been attacked and needed help? Lily couldn't just leave them out there if something was wrong. What if they'd collapsed and were lying bleeding on the doorstep? She tried to curb her overactive imagination. It had a tendency to run off on its own, and right now it was in overdrive. Tiptoeing down the corridor to the front door, she peeked through the spy hole. She couldn't see anything, but she could definitely hear something. The snuffle of silent sobs? Christ, she was going to have to open it.